Welcome back to the 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show. This is amazing. This is a special edition that we've been doing here and in Chicago at the Athletes Unlimited's unbelievable summit. And we are here with the man, the guy behind all of this, John Patrickoff, is our guest on this special edition of the show. And John, as you know, and many others, you know, on this show, I have this opportunity to interview top entrepreneurs, executives, athletes, who are truly changing and many times completely disrupting the world of sports. And it's certainly something that you're doing here at Athletes Unlimited. We're really excited to have you on the show. So John, welcome to our 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. It's great to be here. Thanks for coming out. It's great to see you here in Chicago. I think the last time I saw you was in, I know exactly when, it was Las Vegas, 2022, like in that second COVID wave. You were like one of the two only people at CES 2022, if I'm not mistaken, and we made it over to the stadium and in the halls and everything else. So it's good to see you.
It's great to see you. And then we did see each other one time on the street in New York.
Gosh, that's right. We ran into each other on the street.
And actually, it was interesting because our head of our athlete venture group, Alejandro
Bedoya, totally right. That's exactly right. After that event that happened, the accelerator event that was happening. So yes, that's exactly right. Outside Hudson Yards.
Well, it's really great. It's amazing what you're doing here, and this summit, the passion, the enthusiasm, the excitement. It's tangible. Share with our audience here on our 76 Capital Sports, you know, leadership show, like what's going on here and why this is so important.
Yeah. So just by way of background, right? Athletes Unlimited launched in 2020. This ambitious plan to create a network of professional sports leagues from scratch with a totally new model of competition. Softball was the first league that we launched. We launched it here in Rosemont, Illinois, right outside Chicago, right next to O'Hare Airport, in 2020, the summer of 2020. And since then, we've just been rolling. Right? We launched volleyball in 21, lacrosse in 21, basketball in 2022. We've now completed 13 seasons. And so we're here back in Rosemont. This is the fourth, what we call championship season. And we're actually heading into the final weekend, what we call Champions Weekend. And in conjunction with that occasion, we've brought together and created this Innovation Collective Summit, where we're bringing together entrepreneurs, technologists, partners of Athletes Unlimited, and the athletes themselves to come together for a two-day event, which hopefully, you know, is going to be productive for the athletes, productive for the entrepreneurs, and I think is really the only event in our space that's dedicated entirely to technology innovation in women's pro sports. There's something that's done anywhere else. And so second year of it and going great so far.
I mean, when you started and kicked off the day today, I noticed you had a slide of all the people that were in the room. Yeah. And you said you purposefully did it to make sure that everyone knows who's here, why it's so important for everyone to meet each other. And I think that was really great.
Thank you. Thank you for doing it. Yeah, I think, honestly, I was putting those slides together over the last day or so, and that hit me. I was just looking at the attendees, and I'm saying, well, hey, we're going to kick off this 2 days. Too often, right, you come into events. You know, sometimes you get the attendee list and others. But as much as what's happening on stage is important, it's all about kind of connecting, spending time together. Tonight will be a highlight. I haven't checked in with you about what position you play out on the softball field, but tonight we actually head over to the park, which, by the way, our softball facility is the first professional women's sports facility that was ever built in the United States. Professional women's softball field was built about 10 years ago, and it's been an amazing home. But tonight we're heading over there, even in this crazy heat we got going on tonight, and we're going to play a partner softball game. So I haven't asked you what position you play.
Typically play first.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. I could have guessed. If you'd asked, I would have guessed first base. I can see if you can spot a first baseman from far away. I know what that means. It means you're a big hitter, right? Big hitter.
Switch hitter.
There you go. That's it. So tonight will be fun too. So we have a little fun and we do some good networking and I think some really good exchange of ideas. I mean, I was blown away today by the programming. I think that our partners at Underdog and AU have helped put it together, and you know, I didn't have the full vision of how it was really going to kick off, and it really went better than I ever expected. I think you got really good insights from some entrepreneurs, a really great perspective of the landscape from AWS and IBM and Nike. Samir did an incredible job, just, you know, such an incredible platform. companies about with Game Changer. So the idea that we're bringing all these partners together, I just don't think if it was 5 years ago, 4 years ago, this ever was happening in women's pro sports. It just wasn't a thing. And it shows how far things have come in a very short period of time. And as I said, you know, I'm fielding many more questions now about where to invest in women's pro sports rather than why should I invest. Again, the questions over the last few years were always about like, why? Tell me, give the numbers. Now, I think there's just so much awareness among investors, mainstream investors, sports investors, that now I'm getting questions like where. It's really not, am I going to invest in women's sports? Should I be investing in this league or that league? Both. Should I invest in the team level? Should I be investing internationally? Content side, and there's just a lot going on.
Well, share with us, you know, with our audience, the why for you. Why, and maybe go back a little bit of your background and why you and Jonathan Soros came together to build Athletes Unlimited.
Yeah, absolutely. So the story goes back to really 2018. My career, Disney, private equity, I've been at Tribeca Films with Robert De Niro and his partners for 11 years. I then went and ran NYCFC and was part of the City Football Group organization, which was an amazing experience. My time in Manchester, Man City, in New York. But while I was there, I really saw the dramatic growth of MLS. And yet I looked over to women's pro soccer side and saw these huge stars, but a league that really was not getting invested in, where valuations were de minimis, where there was a lot of underinvestment across the board. And the light bulb just went off. I just, you know, it's one of those things as an entrepreneur, you just couldn't go to sleep without thinking about the opportunity that must exist there and why weren't more people investing. So I started to look into it. Again, this is 2018. And through that journey of looking into NWSL investments, WNBA opportunities, Jonathan and I connected, and it was really Jonathan who in December 2018 said, listen, I like the thesis. I get why you're interested, John, but I think we should go start something from scratch. And I thought it was crazy, but we went and did it anyway. After 6 months of back and forth and strategizing and thinking and really seeing how we might be able to do things differently to make something sustainable and big. And the bottom line, though, was I saw a big business opportunity. I mean, I looked out at the landscape. I saw sports like softball, 1,500 games a year being broadcast by ESPN, huge ratings. For like volleyball, a billion people that play the sport around the world. Those were our first two sports. And I was just like, there's just huge numbers here. And why isn't there a viable pro league? And again, our model is unique. And I think we have a very sustainable and thoughtful economic model. Also, one that's very beneficial for athlete health, I'll mention, and wellness. A lot of discussion today about, you know, the impact of travel and the wear and tear that comes with long seasons and otherwise. And we're very specifically here for 5 weeks for our entire season in Chicago. So we really minimize travel, we minimize some of the long, drawn-out seasons that I don't think fans want either. I think fans like the intense format, all regular season, every game counts. But the real starting point was big business opportunity.
So, you know, two guys, right? John and Jonathan, go and start this thing. What were some of the first things that you did once you put the whole plan together? Like, and why softball first? Like, why did you do that?
Yeah, so the way the journey started, so 2018, Jonathan says to me, let's start from scratch. I'm like, this is crazy. This is never going to happen. So nonetheless, I took some phone calls from January, and then we start brainstorming. And by the spring of 2019, we had the rough outlines of what we thought could be a viable pro league model. And that was, let's do a five-week season in one location. And instead of fans following teams, so we weren't going to go with a franchise approach, we have a model where fans would follow the players. And the way we'd make it work is players would get points based on how well they did in their teams. They move up and down a leaderboard that looks a lot like you think fantasy sports, or think of golf or auto racing. And then the teams would get redrafted each week. So every team would be new each week. And at the end of the season, whoever's at the top of the leaderboard, who's been on the most winning teams over the course of 5 weeks, who's gotten the most points and performing the best themselves, would be the winner. So that was the basic structure. The big innovation, though, came along in October of 2019. Because as we were thinking about this with softball, and again, like I said, I saw the opportunity around softball. Huge sport at the college level. a pro league, but honestly one that was short and didn't really have the resources or investment, and a sport that I just thought like had huge fandom and opportunity, really good for television, and really ESPN liked it a lot. So we dug in on softball, and along the journey, Sherry Kemp, who was our first kind of hire to the AU team and is our director of softball, she said, why don't we get together with the players and talk to them and get their feedback? And that seems like such an obvious idea, but I think, as I said this morning, like, I don't know that any pro league has ever done that in the history of, you know, the history of sports leagues, where the players get consulted, you know, before the league's launched. Usually it's, you know, a bunch of guys, typically entrepreneurs, businessmen who want to own teams, and they come up with a structure, they copy basically what's been done before, and then they set it all up, and then they go get players. This has been totally the opposite approach. We brought the players in early and have helped really. They've been an amazing, amazing partner with us. And so the players share profits, players involved in governance, each league has a player executive committee. And yes, we, like any other organization, we run into problems, we run into trouble, but we hope that because we're so in touch with the players, and there's so much regular communication, that we address them more quickly, try to be very like collaborative.
So in this, in the short amount of time that you've been doing this, I mean, what are some of the your best moments?
Yeah, it's such a good question. So, listen, I think when we got the first season completed in the depths of COVID, I mean, I was in this hotel that we're in today. You know, I basically lived here for 2 months while, you know, we were the bubble before the bubble, basically. And pulling that off in COVID and seeing the way in which the proximity brought everybody together, it wasn't a negative. I mean, again, a lot of the feedback you heard maybe out of the bubble when NBA or other sports was like, oh man, everybody felt forced and this, that, and the other thing. I think it was a 5-week experience. Players really came out of it feeling very connected. We all were connected, and that was an awesome experience. But there's been so many highlights along the way. I mean, I think about even just this summer, the softball players, we took the entire softball league down to Greenville, North Carolina to play 2 games at the Little League Softball World Series. That was awesome. I mean, to see, you know, the pros playing in front of the little leaguers and their families, really things came full circle. I mean, I love those moments that are kind of larger than the game, larger than the sport, that are just kind of about what society's about and culture and about the next generation. So that was a pretty awesome moment down in Greenville that I don't know. Yeah,
that's amazing. And, you know, as we start to wrap up, and we're doing some shorter shows here,
yeah,
on
sure.
On our San Francisco Capital Sports Leadership Show, and we're just, you know, so excited to be here with you and everyone, you know, that's associated with Athletes Unlimited. You know, has there been a, you know, when you start to look at the next thing, right? The next 5 years. We were talking earlier, you know, with some of the real leaders in women's sports, and they're looking out to the Olympics that are coming up, the World Cup. The men's and the women's that will be here in the United States, like certain these really big things that are coming in the next 5 years. Some of the next big things that you also think would be sort of transformative to everything that you're doing here at Athletes Unlimited.
Yeah, I think there are a few things that are going on where there's, you know, a lot of like wind in our backs that are kind of propelling us. So I think the Olympics is a big deal. I'm hopeful that softball and lacrosse will be in the Olympics alongside volleyball and basketball. So the fact that all four of our sports could be in the 28th Olympics. Awesome, huge. Those are pivotal platforms for sports. Second is, I think there's a lot of transformation happening, I'll say the least, at the college level around the NIL. I think that leans really well into what we're doing at Athletes Unlimited. I mean, again, we're really partnering with the athletes, really allowing them to bring their personal brands forward. It's very much about the league. It's very much about teamwork, but at the same time, our structure isn't wedded to team IP and league IP. It's really about lifting up the players. So I'm really bullish that like that wave from more and more college students when they come out of college, that these athletes are going to see the AU model as like a wave of the future. And then I'm really excited because we're starting to see people replicate and kind of use our scoring system and our model in other leagues. We've seen actually in France an organization take on our softball league. I think there's more and more that's happening at the youth level. And I'm really a huge believer in this competitive model we've set up. It's just where fandom is heading. And I still love team sports. I still, you know, have an NFL team I follow or an MLB team I follow. But I think for younger fans, the movement is really towards, you know, following and connecting with athletes. And finally, we're working on a lot of things about storytelling off the field. And I think that that's a huge, exciting milestone. I mean, I definitely want us to have, we do a lot of short form storytelling. You know, you can learn everything you like about players and what they do and how they spend their time off the field. And I think our content team is one of the best in sports, but I'm excited to do some more long form content around that. I think that would be another big milestone for us.
Super exciting. I'm looking forward to it. Definitely, you know, be watching and it's great. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having us at the 76 Capital, being, you know, content partner with you and everything that's happening here in Chicago, and wish you the best of luck.
Great. And I hope your listeners know they can follow me on social for an update on how you do tonight if they want to see the scoreline.
All right. That sounds great. Thanks, John.
Thanks. Appreciate it.